What Bible passages do you use to base your claims about how we should preach? Second Timothy 4:1 and 2 are the most exalted preface of any command in the Bible, I dare say. It goes like this. I'm sorry, did I say chapter 2? It's chapter 4. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. That's an amazing introduction to a simple command, preach the word. So there's a command that says to me, preaching is an awesome thing. To be charged to preach the word by Christ Jesus, by his coming, to judge the living and the dead and his appearing and his kingdom, all of that is kind of upping the stakes so high. And all of that flowed from the preceding two verses where it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable. So we're dealing with God's very words in the sight of God, in the name of Jesus, who's coming to judge, and I will give an account, and teachers will be held more responsible than others. And so the effect this has on me is to make me feel, this is not a game. This is really serious. We're not just telling little stories. I'm not sharing my wisdom or my sense of humor. I am a broker here, a mediator of the living God to a flock of people who need to hear the Word of God week in and week out. So that text is huge for me because it ups the seriousness of it all, connects it with the Word of God, makes me accountable that I will be judged someday and their souls hang in the balance here.